This morning we want to look in the book of John, and we want to read a portion of chapter 12, and this is a familiar passage to many of us. There's been many messages preached on this particular passage. And as I was praying and as I was thinking about the different women that are recognized in the Bible, there are many that really made an impact, and an impact in people's lives. And some of the women in the Bible, there's not a lot known about them, but what is known in many cases, God used them. And they were used in a mighty way and in really a blessing. And so I want to kind of keep that in mind this morning as we begin reading with verse 1 of John chapter 12. The Bible says, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the aroma of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had a bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but they that might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus." Now our focus this morning is found in verse 3, where Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus. The Bible says that she wiped his feet with her hair. But also notice that the house was filled with the odor or that aroma of the ointment. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the music. We thank you for each person that's here. We especially want to thank you for the mothers and the task that you gave. And Lord, we know that it was a God-ordained task because that was your plan. So Father, I pray that you'll help each one. We all have a desire to grow closer to you. We do pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, will you speak to that heart and cause them to realize that they need Christ. But Lord, we just ask that we feel your presence this morning and your continued presence. And we ask that you help me this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. She was found at the feet of Jesus. That's the title of our message this morning. You know, when a person goes down life's road or the road of life, they encounter people in different phases and in different parts of their life. And sometimes there are those people that really stand out. that make an impact, that have a big influence of a person's life. In many cases, it's a mother that has an impact on a child's life. Or even maybe a lady that has helped along the way. I know in my case, I can say that I didn't probably appreciate my mother as much as I should have because of the many things that she did. And I realized later on in life, as I was growing up, you know, a mother, in many times more than not, sacrifices and the children doesn't even know or doesn't recognize. I remember one time that when I was growing up, I was in probably the third or fourth grade, somewhere around the third grade, I would think. And it was pot pie night. And we had gone, and at the time my mother didn't have license, and we had walked to the grocery store where we lived, and she got everyone pot pies, and that was one of my favorite things, the kind that had the crust on the bottom. And so she had cooked them, and everybody was turning the pot pie and turned it upside down on the plate, and then put the little tin container was thrown away. Well, unknowingly how hot it was, I spilled mine, and I spilled mine all over my lap, and ended up getting burnt pretty good. But we didn't have any extras. And so my mother, just like many times mothers do, and she gave me hers, and she had a peanut butter sandwich. Now, that's one of many things. That just stands out. And I didn't realize what she had done at that age because, you know, children don't appreciate as much as they should. But as I got older, I realized just that was one of many sacrifices that she made, which is what mothers do. So there's mothers and there's ladies that help us along the way. They say a kind word. They say a kind gesture. They have a kind spirit to try to bring encouragement, to try to bring help. Sometimes that stands out and you say, I'm glad that this lady or your mother was a part of my life because she had an impact on my life. And sometimes you meet individuals, ladies, that are only in your life for a short period of time. But yet they still have an impact. It was kind of like the ointment that Mary poured on Jesus. There was an aroma in the air. Do you know a pleasant-hearted mother or a pleasant-hearted lady that shows kindness, that shows a kind word, that shows a gesture, that has a good spirit, gives an aroma for those that are around? And so there's no doubt that there are many women in the Bible that we could preach on this morning or that we could spend time around this morning and that we could even learn a great deal from. Women like Mary, the mother of Jesus, that was known for her surrender and her dedicated call because God chose her. Women like the widow woman who gave all that she had in 1 Kings chapter 17. And we know her by her faith because she had faith that she gave her last meal to someone else, but yet God blessed her. We think of someone like Ruth that was known to be loyal and that was known for her devotion. We think of Esther, who was known for her courage. We think of Hannah, who was prayerful and was surrendered. We think of Mary Magdalene, who was faithful and a faithful follower of Jesus. We think of Eve, the mother of all. We think of Sarah, Abraham's wife, who was a very strong woman. And the list could go on and on. And so these women stand out, but these are only just a few that I name that is found in the Bible, which tells me that there's an impact for mothers and for women. There's an impact through the Bible that God used. But this morning, we want to focus on Mary of Bethany. What things stand out? What things can be learned? What things can we find helpful in our own lives? You see, Mary was an interesting person. She had an interesting personality found in the New Testament. She was one that was mentioned actually three times in the Bible, and we want to share those times with you this morning. And although the Bible doesn't follow her whole life, it doesn't follow her as a child, it doesn't follow her as she grew, it doesn't follow very much about her life, but what it does show is the impact that she had and what she gave. A faithful individual. How does she compare with the other women in the Bible? And I don't know that you could really compare, because if you haven't already realized, every lady is different and every lady has something to share. You can't compare as one being better than the other. You can't compare as one being used more than others. But yet God mentions so many in the Bible, and God used and they impacted. Mary was an impact, and she gave a lot. And so there are some things that stand out to me and that I hope can stand out to you this morning that can still impact lives today. Because I believe that someone with a true testimony and someone that has a true love for God, their legacy can continue. Their legacy. There's people in your life that's already gone on to be in heaven, and there's people in your life that you can remember things about them that impacted your life. And if they impacted your life, then your life will impact others. And it all became orchestrated by someone who had a desire to serve. That had a desire to serve. So what is the thing that stands out? Well, I gave it as a title this morning. She was at the feet of Jesus. She was at the feet of Jesus. What an example. What a testimony of an individual that was at the feet of Jesus. What a wonderful thing to be known for. You know, we spend a lot of time in careers, and we spend a lot of time doing this and that, and things that we orchestrate is very important. But you know the most important thing that I believe that a person can give or the person can do? And that is simply maintaining their testimony and being at the feet of Jesus. That is far more important than anything else. Yes, there are things important in life, and there's things that we have to do, and there's things that we have obligations on, and so on and so forth. But you know, I'd rather be known for someone who loved Jesus than someone who made a career and became a millionaire, which I'm not. But the point is, what are we known for? What is Mary known for? What can we see this morning? Well, the first thing, as we see her at the feet of Jesus, we found her at a place of learning. Learning. You know, a mother is always trying to teach always trying to teach. Sometimes they teach with a soft voice. Sometimes they teach with a harsh voice. Sometimes they teach with a light pat. And sometimes they teach with a hard whip. But the point is, Mary was a place at learning, which means learning is vital to all of us. We constantly need to be learning. We should never think of ourselves as already knowing everything, because life is learning. And so she was at a place of learning. She was found at a place of learning at the feet of Jesus. The Bible says in Luke chapter, the same account, but it's Luke chapter 10, verse 39. The Bible says, "And she had a sister called Mary, which sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word." So she desired to learn. She learned about true love in Jesus. You know, I'm convinced this morning that the world doesn't understand true love. The world understands a falsehood. The world understands if you do this, you'll get that, and someone will love you. But in reality, she was understanding true love because she was at the feet of Jesus. You see, the love of Jesus, she showed her love for Him. As He was loving her, as He was teaching her, she was realizing how much she loved Him. It was a place of learning. She demonstrated her love for Him by what she did, and we will mention that here in just a few moments. But she had to be with Jesus, and she was at the feet of Jesus, and He was teaching her because she was hearing His word. Now, there's a difference in many cases between hearing and listening. There were many times that my mother would tell me something, and I think I mentioned this the other, a few weeks ago, but I'll make it mention since it was Mother's Day and I was thinking about my mother. There were times that I heard my mother, but I wasn't listening. I heard her speak. I heard what she was saying. I knew what she meant. But I didn't listen. I didn't listen. And I'm sure I'm the only one in the congregation that was like that. All of you did everything that your mother said, right? But there were times that she would always tell me, especially when I was growing up, and it was in the summer, and life a lot of times comes in a full circle. When you're young, they want you to take naps, and you'll fight the naps. When you get older, you're begging for naps because you need naps, right? So life becomes a full circle. But my mother used to tell me, you need to take a nap. And I guess it was because I got very rambunctious or anxious as the day progressed. So she felt like I needed a nap. And there were times that I would slip out of the window and go play with my friends. And she would holler for me. And sometimes, as I said, I heard and I didn't listen. But what I didn't realize, that the nap was only going to take about 10 minutes, and if I could just lay there for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and I listened to her, then life would be good, and I would have a whole lot more time. But a lot of times we hear, but we don't listen, and we cause ourselves more misery by not listening. Mary was listening. She was hearing, but she was listening. And this was a place that was most important to her. She was interested in what Jesus had to say. She was interested in what Jesus had to say. There was a lot of things that she could have been doing. There was a lot of things that were important things, because we understand that Martha was working and she even questioned Jesus. In another passage, she questioned, but yet Mary wanted to listen. She not only wanted to hear, but she wanted to listen. What can we learn from that? What can we learn? You know, I think that we can learn by just taking a deep breath and sitting back and saying, Jesus, I need you. Will you help me? Will you talk to me? You see, that's what Mary was doing. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She heard His word. She listened to His word. And then we find her most in the most important place where she learned from Him. She actually learned. What did she learn? She learned what true worship was. She learned what true worship was. Everything in life or everything else in life will pass away. Everything else in life, everything that we work for, everything that we achieve, everything as the older I get, the things that I thought was so important really aren't that important. And she was learning that her place, even though there was so many things to do, even though there was so many things that had to be done, and Martha was busy, and all these things was taking place, she was learning what was important, which was true worship. True worship. Everything else in life, as I mentioned, will pass away, but the time spent with Jesus will be found as the most important thing. The time with Jesus. What's something else that we can learn as she is at the feet of Jesus? What is something else that we can try to understand? John chapter 11, verse 32, the Bible says, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw Him, she fell down at His feet, saying unto Him, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. What place, what can we learn? She was learning the place to take her problems in life with Jesus. To take her problems in life, she was learning to bring them to Jesus. You see, she was going through a difficult time period in her life. She didn't understand. And she was at a place in her life where there was a problem of sorrow. She was going through a problem of sorrow because the Bible says she fell down at His feet and saith unto Him, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. So she had a sorrow because her brother had died, but she also had a sorrow because she felt like that she had been betrayed. She had felt like that if Jesus had been there, then everything would have been okay. And it was almost like she was questioning, why was there a delay? Why was there a delay? Why did it take so long? Did He really care? Did He really care? You know, there's times in life that we're going to have questions. There's times in life that there's going to be some things that we don't understand. What better place than be at the feet of Jesus? What better place to find some understanding? What better place to have your questions? What better place than the feet of Jesus? She was discovering that Jesus did care. The Bible says in verse 35 that Jesus wept. Now, when you're young growing up, there was this thing that people say, well, I know the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. But let me tell you something. That's two words that had some major meaning. That's two words that had some major meaning because it showed that He did care. He did care of all the things that was taking place. He did care about what was going on in Mary's life and in Martha's life and in all those that were around. He did care. And she was discovering this at the feet of Jesus. She was discovering, although there was sorrow, she was discovering, although there was heartbreak, she was discovering to go to Jesus and be at the feet of Jesus. And she was seeing where He would, that He really did care. But she was also seeing and she was discovering that He was in control. He never lost control. He was on time but it was also God's plan. He was on time and God's plan. There are so many people that I have been in contact with down through the years that are bitter about something that happens in their life or something that happened in their life, and the first thing that they want to do is they want to turn away from Jesus. How can you ever learn anything when we're turning away from Jesus? There's bitterness and there's anger because something didn't happen the way that we felt like they should, but yet God's got a plan. And that's where our faith and our trust comes in. I don't know why it is when people get upset at something or when they're hurt, one of the first things that they want to do is turn their back on Jesus. That's one of the first things. Because you feel like, well, he betrayed me, or you feel like he doesn't care, or you feel like all these emotions come through. Well, Mary didn't do that. She just went straight to him. And she learned some valuable lessons. That he cared. That he was in control. Because God makes no mistakes, even though she didn't understand. That's important, because there's going to be some things in life that we don't understand. She also discovered deliverance. Think of it this way. And I had never really thought about it quite in this context until I was studying for this message. And that is this. The lesser of the miracle was past if he would have healed. If he would have healed Lazarus, yes, it would have been a miracle. But it would have been a lesser miracle in a sense, because the greater miracle was performed when he raised Lazarus from the dead. The greater miracle. So she got to experience the greater miracle by being at the feet of Jesus. Had she have run away from him, and had she have been bitter, and had she have been angry, and had she had turned her back on him, she would have never experienced what she experienced. But she was at the feet of Jesus. Yes, she questioned. Yes, and said, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not have died. But yet Jesus kept her close. And Jesus did a work that only he could do. Did a work that he could only do. And then number three this morning, what did she learn at the feet of Jesus? The picture of love is revealed at the feet of Jesus. The picture of love is revealed at the feet of Jesus. Verse 3, and I read it to you just a few moments ago, but I want to read it just a little slower, and I want you to see if you see the picture of love. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You see, there was a great aroma that was in the house. You see, Mary loved, and loved in a mighty way, because she sacrificed. And I think of mothers, how that they sacrifice when many don't understand. You see, Mary sacrificed. But there had to be a willingness to sacrifice for that aroma to fill the room. There had to be a sacrifice. You see, there was a price that she had to pay. But it was a willing price. You know, she didn't go around and say, well, look what I did. I accomplished this, this, and this. And I gave everything to Jesus. Mm-mm. She allowed the aroma to speak. She allowed the aroma to speak as to what she did. You know, when we're loving Jesus, we don't have to tell anybody that we love them. It's going to show. It's going to show. Yes, there's a price. There's a price in loving Jesus. But think about the ultimate price that He has given us that we might have eternal life. You see, the price that she was willing to pay showed this love of sacrifice. The sweet fragrance that multiplied Mary's love. You see, it multiplied to where others experienced it. And let me begin by saying, when others experience your love for Jesus, there's going to be some ridicule. There's going to be some questioning. There's going to be some whys. And there's going to be so all those things, because look at Judas. Judas said he was worried about the poor when in fact he was a thief. And he was just trying to rob. And so he was trying to rob Mary of what she was experiencing. And that's what the devil tries to do. The devil tries to rob joy. The devil tries to rob love. And the devil tries to take that aroma and tries to fan it away. But Mary, because of that sacrifice of love, and because of that willingness to pay, the fragrance was for others to experience. And then she served by giving. She gave. The service she showed was shown by Mary's love, because Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and Mary thought it was more important to worship than anything else. She thought it was more important to worship. She simply worshiped Jesus, no matter what the cost, no matter what anybody said, no matter who was around her, no matter what else had to be done. She considered worship as being the number one priority. What can we learn from that? We all have busy lives. We all have things that we need to do. We all have places we need to go. We all have obligations. But you cannot take the place of true worship of Jesus. She was found at the feet of Jesus. And I say this morning, we don't know much about her. We just know these three times the Bible mentions her. But I will say this morning, what an example of a godly lady. What an example. And how that we can all learn from Mary, because she was at the feet of Jesus. We're going to have an invitation, and you know, we all should search our hearts. We should all search our hearts. And a lot of times we allow things to get in our way. We allow things to rob us of our joy, rob us of our worship. But we can we all be more like Mary, to where that aroma fills the house? That aroma for the love of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, we do thank You for each mother that's here, each lady that's here, and how it's a job that You've given. But Lord, we know too that with that job and with the things in our life, we can all become disoriented, and we can all allow things to get in the way of our relationship with You. Lord, help us to be all like Mary in that true worship. And we know that it takes sacrifice, and yes, the cost is great. But Lord, as You know, the house was filled with that aroma. Help us to live like that, to where when we are around others, the love of Jesus fills the room. Father, if there's someone here that wants to come and pray and talk to you, that just needs to talk, help us to be willing to come to the feet of Jesus as Mary. We ask your blessings on this invitation, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.